السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد عبد الله النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه وذريته أزواجه ومن والاه. ثم أما بعد، أسعد الله أوقاتكم ونور قلوبكم عن الإيمان والإسلام والإحسان، وبارك لكم في هذه الأيام المباركة العشر الأخيرة من شهر رمضان، شهر الله وشهر النفحات وشهر النسمات وشهر البركة وشهر الغفران وشهر الرحمة وشهر العتق من النار. جعل الله وإياكم من أهل القرآن وأهل الله وأهل خاصته، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. So alhamdulillah, we are looking at the 25th juz of the Quran, this night being the 25th night in some places, or the 24th. And this juz encompasses Surah Fussilat, or the end of it, actually one page of it, and Surah Shura, which is also a Hamim Surah, and then Surah Al-Zukhruf, then Surah Al-Dukhan, and Surah Al-Jathiyah. These are all Hawamim. So this part of the Quran is called the Hawamim because they all start with Hamim in some form, like the Surah that we looked at before, Hamim Sajda, and here we're looking at, because it had the Sajda in it, and here we're going to look at Surah Shura, inshallah, the beginning of it, and some other verses throughout the Surah, which begins with Hamim Ayn Sin Qaf. وَقُولُوا تَعَالَى بَعْدُوا اللَّهِ مِنْ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ حَامِيمْ عَيْنْ سِينْ قَافْ كَذَلِكَ يُحِي إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِنَّ والملائكة يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويستغفرون لمن في الأرض ألا إن الله هو الغفور الرحيم. So حاميم عين سين قاف. الله أعلم بهذا المراد هذه الآيات. Allah truly knows the meaning of them. And there is a narration that says that Ibn Abbas was asked, a man asked him about حاميم عين سين قاف. So he أعرض عنه, he turned away from him. And they said the reason for that is that it concerns someone from his household, yani someone from Bani Abbas. And that they would have a house on the river in the east, and that it would be destroyed في آخر الزمان, or it would be destroyed sometime before the end of time. And they said that this person was probably, or likely, Abu Ja'far al-Mansur wal-Madinatu Baghdad. Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, who was the Abbasid Khalifa, and Baghdad, which was the seat of the Abbasid Caliphate. Of course, these akhbar are taken, you know, in the sense that they're not necessarily of the soundest veracity, but yani, we say yultamas, yani, we can consider them when thinking about the possible meanings. So Hamim Ayn Sin Qaf could have something of that meaning, something about asir min al-asrar, of things that are going to be, things that are yet to pass. Wallahu a'lam. كَذَلِكَ يُوحِي إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. So here this kaf, كَذَلِكَ, which is usually used as like, and so it is, because kind of the meaning. So just as it was, Allah reveals to you, so speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كذلك يوحي إليك يعني يا رسول الله يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك and to those before you. الله العزيز الحكيم, العزيز الغالب على أمره, right, the one that his command is executed. الحكيم, and that and all of his commands are full of حكم, or are the epitome of حكمة or wisdom. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض, everything in the heavens and the earth is his. وهو العلي العظيم, he is the one most high, العظيم, the great. تكاد, أو في قراءة تكاد, يكاد أو تكاد, السماوات يتفطرن من فوقهن. Here يتفطرن, يعني يتشققن, in other words, break apart or splinter into pieces or shake or to be shaken. So here the meaning to be shaken, يتفطرن من فوقهن, يعني من فوق السبع سماوات, from above the samawat. So samawat that are the highest of the samawat, when the higher that you go in the samawat, we read the other session, فَقَضَهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتِ, and he made them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَبْعَ سَمَوَاتِ, he made them into Surah Fussilat, seven heavens. So the higher you go in the samat, the closer you are to Rabbil Izzah, not in terms of proximity, physical proximity, but of khususiyyah. Khususiyyah means that Allah assigns to them a more elite status. So, يَتَكَادُ وَيَكَادُ السَّمَوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِنْ مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ وَيَتَشَقَّقْنَ. They said, from what are they? Is this تَشَقُّق or تَفَطُّر? They said, فِي الْقَوْلِ الْخَلْقِ. One possible opinion is that when people on the ground, when they attribute partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or attribute a son to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is mentioned specifically in Surah Maryam, with the same word, يَتَفَطَّرْنَ, then it's referring to that. يعني from عظمت هذا القول, أو افتراء, you know, the grandness of this type of saying in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can he take a son? How can he take progeny? How can you call the angels the daughters of Allah, as was done by some of the people of Quraysh? فَيَتَفَرْطَنَّ مِنْ هَذَا الشيء أو عَلَى الْعُمُومِ, or in generally speaking, from the azama, from the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the heavens shake, then why would we too not shake? Right? Surah Al-Anfal, الَّذِينَ إِذَا طُلِعَتْ آيَةُ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, so their hearts become shaken if they hear the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited. So this is part of the meaning of khashya and khushu'a. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, those who have true khashya or true reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the ulama. يعني العلماء بأحكام الله والعلماء بالله, those who knows the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني العارف بالله. والملائكة يسبحون بحمد ربهم, and the angels also, who are included in what's within those seven realms or seven heavens, يسبحون, they sing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tasbih. ويستغفرون لمن في الأرض, and they seek forgiveness for those in the earth. So the Mufassirun, when they looked at this verse, they said, well, those in the earth, that includes believers and disbelievers. So some of them said, هذا عام أراد به الخصوص, this is something that's mentioned generally, but something specific is intended. So they mean those who make istighfar, or those who are believers. That's one possible interpretation. But many of them said, not necessarily so, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tafsir Abi Sa'ud, for example, he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can have the angels make istighfar for everyone on the earth, including believers, non-believers, including the animals, including things that are even inanimate, the rocks, the trees, the rivers, the mountains, so forth. يستغفرون لمن في الأرض, because the istighfar of the malaika is not muqayyad. Yani from our sharia, we don't make istighfar for disbelievers, because what's more appropriate is to make supplication for their hidayah, for their guidance. But coming from the angels, it could mean guidance, it could mean istighfar, it could mean that they go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's a very kind of heartwarming verse, that the angels, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ, everyone on the earth, they make istighfar for. And of course, the angels, beings of light and beings of purity, also will make istighfar, or will be more apt to do so for those people that the angels like. And angels like people who make istighfar for themselves, people who follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and people who remain in a state of purity. So the ulama, yani they say that one should try to be in a state of wudu all the time, because this brings about or precipitates taqarrubun malaika. The malaika like to be around people who are in a state of wudu, and the adverse is true. They tend to go away when you're not in a state of wudu. So it's always better to be in a state of wudu, of pure ablution of purity, ritual purity. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهُ حَفِيظٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها وتنذر يوم الجمع لا ريب فيه فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. So So this verse, or two verses, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا, but as for those who take besides Allah, awliya, this word comes about, awliya, which means as a guardian, a protector, someone you put your complete reliance and loyalty into. اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ awliya, because what we say, the Quran says, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is the wali, is the guardian protector of the believers. يُخْرُجُهُمْ مِنْ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, Surah Al-Baqarah, after Ayat Al-Kursi. He is the one who brings them out from the darknesses into light. And the taghut, the tawaghit, those false gods, anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the awliya of the disbelievers. They bring them out of light and into the darknesses. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهُ حَفِيظٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. So this is addressing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly. So those that take partners other than Allah, اللَّهُ حَفِيظٌ عَلَيْهِمْ يعني يُرَاقِبُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is keeping the count and is aware of them. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. So addressing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are not the one who is their wakil. You are not responsible, in other words, for what they do. They are responsible for what they do. So this gives you a glimpse also into the heart of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to say that to the Prophet ﷺ unless Prophet ﷺ felt responsible or feels partially responsible. And we know this from Surah Al-Kahf, the ayah that we quoted earlier in the previous sessions. وَلَعَلَكَ بَيَخَوْا نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِن لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَ بَيَخَوْا نَفْسَكَ, يعني taking yourself very much to task because they're not following the message. And we see a lot of these ayat of tasliyah. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. They are not describing you or saying that you are a liar, but they have a problem with the ayat. They have the problem with the implications. So tasliya or solace for the Prophet ﷺ. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. So this maybe goes back to the كَذَلِكَ in the beginning. وَكَذَلِكَ يُوحِي إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Right? Allah has given you the wahi. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا. And Allah has revealed through this Arabic Quran, لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ, so that you may warn the people of أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ. What's أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ? So the mother of all towns or all cities, that's Mecca, أُمُّ الْقُرَىٰ. وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا, and that's around it, all in Arabian Peninsula. وَتُنذِرَ يَوْمُ الْجَمْعِ, and you're also going to be a shaheed, you'll be a witness, يَوْمُ الْجَمْعِ. Right, يَوْمُ الْجَمْعِ is the day of the great gathering, which is يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, or the day of the reckoning. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Right, Allah reminds us, don't doubt it is going to happen. There is going to be this great jama'. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعَ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلُ فَيَقُولُ مَا جَاءَ أُجِبْتُمْ قَالُوا الْعِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَعَ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. The day that everyone will be gathered and the prophets and messengers will ask, what had happened with your people? Allah will be the witness that day. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. A group will be in paradise and a group will be in hellfire. So I want to skip ahead a little bit so we can cover more of the surah. It's to ayah 11. قوله تعالى شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. شرع لكم من الدين. So شرع, this word شرع is also the same word that we get the شريعة from. So شرع لكم, والله سبحانه وتعالى هو الشارع, he is the one الذي شرع لنا, the one who made the أحكام. Sometimes also the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is referred to as الشارع or the lawgiver, because what he says and what he does is also sharia, because it's وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak of his own volition, but it is a wahi that comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. شَرَعَ لَكُم مِنَ الدِّينِ, from the deen, this way of life, مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا, that which he has وَصَّى, يعني that which he has also revealed or advised, could is the word مِنَ الْوَصِيَّةِ, but here it means revealed to Nuh, Noah alayhi salam. وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, and also here إِلَيْكَ, speaking to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى. So those five are أُولِي الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ, which are considered to be by Ahl al-Sunnah to be the أُولِي الْعَزْمِ, those prophets of the greatest resolve, right? And the Quran says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. So Sayyidina Nuh is considered Abu al-Anbiya also, or Abu al-Insaniya, because him and his progeny became the kind of the second ancestors of all of creation after the flood. For that which would has been made of Sharia to you, ma wassa bihi Nuh, and also to Nuh, Noah, والذي أوحينا إليك, to you, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, ووصينا به, also to Ibrahim, وموسى وعيسى. And what is the مضمون? What is the content of that وصية, of that Sharia? أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه. Right? And to establish the deen, ولا تتفرقوا فيه. But do not be divisive in it, do not cause it to splinter. كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إليه. It is heavy upon the mushrikeen, that which you are inviting them to. Allah yajtabi ilayhi man yasha, Allah chooses whom He wills to Him. Wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib, and He will guide those who are munib, or man yunib al inaba, yani al auda or rujua ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are constantly returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's in the wake of a sin or whether it's in all their affairs. That's the idea of inaba. So here also is a clear delil that all of the adyan is just one deen, the deen of Islam. So inna deen 'indallahi al-Islam, right? Surah Ali Imran. Quran yufassiru ba'dahu ba'dan. The Quran gives tafsir of parts to other parts. So taken with also that verse, the deen of Nuh, of Noah, and of Ibrahim, and of Musa, Moses, and of Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus alayhi salam, all of them is Islam. So they are muwahhad, right? They are unified in the aqaid. What do you mean by unified in the aqaid? And that which they hold to be true and they affirm, those things don't change. The manner of worship, which is how we worship, do we pray? We pray five times a day. Musa alayhi salam stated to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the night of the Mi'raj that he couldn't get his people to pray two times a day. So they had a different sharia. Sharia in the sense of the ahkam, the particular commands. And Isa alayhi salam also came with a sharia. He came with a sharia nasikha, right? Sharia nasikha means a sharia that supersedes the one of the law of Moses, for example. So he came and he said, وَلُوْحِلَّ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَجِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ, right? And I came to make halal, that was which made haram before upon you, and now I'm making it halal. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with the sharia that supersedes all of the previous sharia. So he doesn't negate or supersede the prophets themselves and their messages. They all came with the same message of tawheed, to believe only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to associate partners with him, and to tell of the coming of the last day and of the last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the risala or the message of all of them. But the sharia, the shara'ah might change. Even when Isa alayhi salam comes back to this dunya, and he is not, his life has not been taken, and he is raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we saw in Surah Al-Ma'idah, he will come following the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he will pray like Muslims pray, and he'll fast like Muslims fast. And he will not bring something new, because Allah said, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Allah has already revealed that this day, in Arafah, the day that was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ, fi Hajjat al-Wada', the deen has been completed, and the ni'mah, the blessing, also has been perfected for you. The deen has been perfected and the ni'mah has been completed in terms of what Islam is. So a clear verse that tells us we are all worshipping the same God, and we are all of the ummah of Muhammad ﷺ, because the ummah of Musa, once Isa alayhi salam came about, then they were supposed to follow Isa, the Bani Israel. And then once Isa was raised by Allah, and then it was Ahl al-Fatrah, the Fatrah was the lapse, the 600 years between Jesus and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there was no prophets, then the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became the one. And then anyone who lives after that time is part of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we believe that everyone living on the face of this earth right now, we are from the Ummah of Muhammad. When we are all called by our prophets, by our Imams, the Day of Judgment, even people who call themselves Christians or Jews, they're going to be called by their Imam, who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not Jesus and not Moses. That's for the people who lived during that time. Wallahu a'lam. So كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إلي. Allah chooses whom He wills. So even the رسالة, Allah أعلم أو يعلم حيث يجعل رسالته. Allah knows where His رسالة is going to be, so no one else can claim it. It was these five, and then those that were told, the other 20 that are mentioned in the Quran, and then many, many more that were not mentioned in the Quran. وما تفرقوا إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك إلى أجل مسمى لقضي بينهم وإن الذين أورثوا الكتاب من بعدهم لفي شك منه مريب فلذلك فادع واستقم كما أمرت ولا تتبع أهواءهم وقل آمنت بما أنزل الله من كتاب وأمرت لأعدل بينكم الله ربنا وربكم لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم لا حجة بيننا وبينكم الله يجمع بيننا وإليه المصير. وما تفرقوا and they did not split up إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم till after the wahi and the knowledge came to them. So they received their risala, they received their rasul, their messengers, but then the furqa والتفرق happened after. لماذا? How come? بغيًا بينهم. البغي. Right? بغيًا بينهم. البغي means to go outside of bounds. البغي is the one who exceeds their parameter, their boundary, their limit. بغيًا بينهم. So this was more or less about رياسة. Was more or less about who is going to lead whom and who is going to be in charge and about the frivolities of the dunya. This is what caused them to split up. So most religious schisms have very little to do with religion itself. It's more about people. It's more about their ahwa. It's more about them following their caprice because they want to be in positions of power at the expense of others. That's how any schism begins, whether it's a political schism or a religious schism. Though we may call it religious, it generally, most of the time, doesn't have to very much to do with religion, as we see in this verse. Where it says, وَمَا تَفَرَّقُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ يعني كانوا عالمين. They had the ilm. It wasn't about a dispute about, or wasn't originally a dispute about what the deen is or what it's not, whatever prophet it was. وَلَكِنَ الْبَغِي بَيْنَهُمْ. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sends them another prophet to remind them. Until he sends his last prophet and final prophet, وَخَاتِمِ النَّبِيِّينَ سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك إلى أجل مسمى لقضي بينهم. Were it not for this كلمة, يعني كن فيكون, what will be after them من ربك from your Lord إلى أجل مسمى at an appointed time, لقضي بينهم. Then Allah could have settled the affair right then and there. But لأجل مسمى, in an appointed time in the hereafter. وإن الذين أورثوا الكتاب من بعدهم لفي شك منه مريد. مريب. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُورِثُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And for those who inherited the book, the kitab, this could mean the wahi in general, or the Qur'an, مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, after them, after الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ or جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ, the ones who were given knowledge, لَفِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهُ مُرِيبٍ. So the furqa in the early centuries, in the early schism, then caused so doubt for those who came after them. To the degree that the mushrikeen of the Arabian Peninsula honestly believed that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a deen of idolatry. Why? Because of the schisms that came after it, or that came after, you know, after his time, and they had the knowledge. And then they didn't put that knowledge to use, and they let their personal vendettas and their personal ahwa, caprice, get in the way of preserving the risala, preserving the teachings of their prophets. And this is why they're in fi shakkin minhu murib. Right here it says fi shakkin minhu, fi shak min al-kitab. They're doubtful about the book, whether it's from God or not. Murib, in complete doubt. Whereas the other ones, ma tafarraqu illa min ba'di ma ja'ahum al-ilmu baghyan baynahum. So al-baghi, right? They were baghin that caused them. They went out of their bounds and they had no excuse. Falidhalika fad'u, right? And for this reason you are inviting them. Speaking to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is talking about Quraysh. Wastaqim kama umirt. Wastaqim kama umirt, right? And be upright as you have been commanded. Wala tattaba ahwa'ahum. Don't follow their ahwa. They're going to tell you, we worship your God one year, you worship ours. We will take the burden for you worshiping our God, so forth. This is ahwa. وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ. And say, I have believed in that which Allah has revealed. مِنْ كِتَابٍ, يعني أي كتاب. The Torah, the Injil, the Quran, all of these are revealed books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. And I have been commanded to be just amongst you. العدل. Right? And justice is the one of the twin pillars that any society needs for it to be sustainable. The other one being mercy, rahmah. So also justice, al-adl wal-rahmah, right? Like kafatay al-mizan, like the two sides of the scale, they have to be in balance. If you lose one of them or they're not in balance, then you don't have a just or merciful society, you have a corrupt society. وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ. Allah is our Lord and your Lord. لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. You have your deeds and we have our deeds. You know, everyone is going to be judged on themselves, not on what someone else did. لَا حُجَّةَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. There is no hujjah. In other words, there's no reason to dispute about this. لَا دَعِي لِلْجِدَالِ. No reason to dispute. اللَّهُ يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah will bring us eventually together and all of these disputations that we have will be no more. وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. And to him we shall certainly return. So I want to also skip now a little bit also. وَهُوَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى in Ayah 22 of Surah Ash-Shura. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا فَإِنْ يَشَأِ اللَّهُ يَخْتِمْ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ وَيَمْحُ اللَّهُ الْبَاطِلَ وَيُحِقُّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا يَفْعَلُونَ وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَالْكَافِرُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. So here also this is referring to the Quraysh. Do they say that أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَ, يعني من الافتراء, that he made up على الله these lies. فَإِنْ يَشَأِ اللَّهُ يَخْتِمْ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ. Here again addressing the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَإِنْ يَشَأِ اللَّهُ, if Allah desires, يَخْتِمْ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ. Here one of the meanings they mentioned is that يَخْتِمْ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ, يعني يَرْبُطْ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ, يعني he will make your heart strong and resistant to these accusations, these false accusations that the Quraysh make, that you're Majnoon, that you're insane, that you're a Kahin, that you're a soothsayer, that you made this up, that you have someone living in the mountains called Al-Rahman who tells you all about this, all of these accusations that were launched against him. يَخْتِمْ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ, يعني يَرْبُطْ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ بِالْحَقِّ. وَيَمْحُ اللَّهُ الْبَاطِلِ. And Allah erases and mahi, يعني erases the batil, invalidates it completely, that which is invalid by nature. وَيُحِقُّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. إِحْقَاقُ الْحَقِّ, as we saw also Surah Al-Anfal. So the day of Badr, there was إِحْقَاقُ الْحَقِّ, the truth was made true. In other words, it was made overwhelmingly and unassailably true and apparent to everybody. وَيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِهِنَا بِكَلِمَاتِهِ, by the words of Allah, the Qur'an. يُحِقَّ الْحَقِّ. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah is well acquainted with what's in the hearts of men and women. وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات ويعلم ما يفعلون. And he is the one who accepts the توبة. Here the preposition عن عباده, usually would say من عباده. عن عباده means indicating the توبة that is initiated by the عباد, right? When Allah puts that intention in their heart, then Allah will accept it. That type of توبة. And توبة is returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here some of the Mufassirun, they said the tawbah can be of different types and of different levels. The ulama that said someone who makes tawbah from kufr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqbal dhalika qat'an. Someone who leaves kufr and then enters into Islam, that tawbah is accepted. Because the Prophet said, Islamu yajubbu ma qabla. So it's a clean slate. Islam, everything that happened before is of no consequence. Now they're a new person. So that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what about tawbah from al-kaba'ir, right? From major sins. Here the ulama, they said, is fil mashi'ah. يعني one should make a specific repentance and turn back to Allah after something a major sin, which are sins that are mentioned in the Quran have a specific punishment, and they differ about how many they are and their number and their severity, but nonetheless, what we call to be a major sin requires a specific tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nonetheless can choose to forgive you, even if you don't make tawbah. That's why we say hum fil mashi'a. In yasha illahu yahdi. If he wants to, he can. Aw yaghfir. And then the minor sins, there are other ways for minor sins to be expiated. Amongst them, obviously, is tawbah, is returning back to Allah. In other words, an acknowledgement of the sin, to be remorseful over it, and to have an intention not to go back to it, which is kind of, and which is the arkan, and also to stop doing it in the moment. Obviously, those three things are the main pillars of repentance or returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for minor sins, by avoiding the major sins, which is mentioned in the Quran, minor sins can be forgiven also. إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ Surah An-Nisa. If you avoid the major sins, then Allah will expiate the minor sins. Also, minor sins are expiated by good works. So many hadith that refer to from one prayer to the next, the sins in between are expiated. From one umrah to the next umrah, the sins are expiated. Fasting certain days of the year, fasting at Taswa wa Ashura or Ashura of the 10th of Muharram, so forth. Fasting the day of Arafah, for those who are not in Arafah during the Hajj season, these are all ways for minor sins to be expiated as well. وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ And even Allah says it here, وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is very clement with the سَيِّئَاتِ Here, سَيِّئَةِ could mean minor sin. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا يَفْعَلُونَ And He knows, is well acquainted with all that they do. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Here, وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا And those who believe will respond to this call to come for tawbah, to come for istighfar. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And they do the good works. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ And He will increase them in His giving and His bounty and His blessings. وَالْكَافِرُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ And the disbelievers have a grievous chastisement. So last thing I wanted to do is skip ahead a little bit to قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى Ayah number 33, قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى فَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ فَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ That which you have been given from the mata'a, the treasures of this hayat al-dunya, this life, or that which have been given, things that have been given, is from the treasures of this life, yani if you receive it in this life. وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى But that which is with Allah, خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى Like Surah Al-A'la, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى It is better and it is everlasting. So it's better in of itself in terms of its qualitative nature. Yani the fruit of the Jannah, the meat of the Jannah is completely different than this one. On a whole grander scale, وَأَبْقَى And also quantitatively, we're talking about forever. We're talking about something that time is not an issue. So there's no comparison. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا For those who believe, وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ So some of the Mufassirun, they say here that these coming verses are kind of harbingers or foreshadowing, referring to the four khulafa, khulafa al-Rashidin, that came after the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. So this first one is referring to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, because he is the one who gave everything of his wealth. Yani when he was asked, what did you leave for your family? He said, تَرَكْتُ لَهُمُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ I left for them Allah and His Prophet. How is this verse related to that? Because he gave everything that he was given from mata' al-dunya, he gave it for the Prophet ﷺ. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى And he understood that which was with Allah was better and longer. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ Right? Because he had complete reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does that mean the other khulafa did not? No, they certainly did. But here we're emphasizing a particular trait or attribute. And then the next one, وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. They said that this is referring to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ أو كَبِيرَ الْإِثْمِ. Those who avoid the major sins, وَالْفَوَاحِشِ, right, and the fawahish, those things were despicable. وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. And if they become angry, they forgive. And it was known that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu kana min al-ummah muhaddathun wa kana min al-muhaddathun, yani those who received inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the one that said there should be a hukum for khamar, there should be a hukum for wine, it should be outlawed, it should be forbidden, because he didn't want to drink it himself. And he saw that kanat min al-fawahish, kanat fahisha. So they attribute some of the ulama this ayah to Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab. الَّذِينَ اجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And then they said, this is referring to Sayyidina Uthman. الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ, those who called the nida of their Lord, the calling of their Lord. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ, and they established the prayer. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. So it said that Sayyidina Uthman was selected by Shura. He became the Khalifa by way of Shura, by not a vote, but an understanding between the Sahaba, six of them who were at the time. شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And also Sayyidina Uthman كان كثير الإنفاق. Right? جهز جيش العسرة. You know, he was the one who equipped the army that went to Tabuk and other armies, and he was a wealthy man. فهي was also of the people. مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. He spent of that which he had. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. And then this last one refers to Sayyidina Ali. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. And those who are stricken by الْبَغْيِ, by those who go outside of bounds, هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. They are victorious over them. And the Prophet ﷺ said to Ammar ibn Yasir that تَقْتُلُكَ الْفِئَةَ الْبَاغِيَةَ, right, hadith in Bukhari, you will be killed by الْفِئَةَ الْبَاغِيَةَ. And these were the people who opposed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. They were باغين, right, they went outside of bounds, they were the Khawarij, and they also killed the Sahaba. So this is referring to Sayyidina Ali. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمِ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Ibn Juz'ay said this verse refers to Sayyidina al-Hasan, the son of Ali. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. So the matter is that someone who does a sayyi'ah, someone who does something that's beyond bounds, something that is incorrect, then they should be repelled in kind. Not that you do a sayyi'ah, but this is what's called mushakila, using the same word, but something to repel in kind. مِثْلُهَا. However, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحْ. But whoever is clement and seeks gratification, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. So after this assassination of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina al-Hasan was the one who was given bay'ah, and he was the Khalifa after Sayyidina Ali. But this was in dispute with Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhum ajma'een. So it was Sayyidina Hassan who said, I will relinquish my claim to the Khilafah to avoid bloodshed, and I will leave it for Sayyidina Muawiyah. With the understanding that when Sayyidina Muawiyah passes away, then it would go to Sayyidina al-Hasan. So that's what they did. So instead of finding the jaza' sayyi'ah bi sayyi'ah, repelling in kind, afa wa aslaha. And the Prophet ﷺ foretold of this. He said, لَعَلَّ إِبْنِي هَذَا, speaking about Sayyidina al-Hasan, يُصْلَحْ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِئَتَيْنَ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Hadith for Bukhari. Perhaps he will rectify between two great groups of Muslims. And so it was, Sayyidina al-Hasan. وَلِمَنِ انْتَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. And this is referring to Sayyidina al-Husayn, Shaheed, radiallahu anhu. وَلِمَنِ انْتَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ. But the one who seeks victory after ظُلْم, بعد ظلمه. So سيدنا الحسن was poisoned and then the Khilafah was usurped by Bani Umayyah, Yazid, the son of Muawiyah. ومن انتصر بعد ظلمه, the ones who seeks نصرة بعد الظلم, after the wrongdoing, فأولئك ما عليهم من سبيل. They are not the ones that are wrong. ما عليهم من سبيل. إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق. أولئك لهم عذاب أليم. إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس. But the سبيل, the way that will be upon them from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, those who wrong the people, who corrupt in the earth, يظلمون الناس ويبغون في الأرض. Right? البغي. Right? They don't have the mandate. They don't have the authority to do what they do. They usurped it. Some of them said this is referring to Bani Umayyah after Muawiyah. So Yazid and all the line after that. يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They will have a grievous chastisement, especially if they did anything to harm Ahl Bayt al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If they did anything to harm Ahl Bayt al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the ayah after it. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. But for those who are patient and forgive, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Then that is from عزم الأمور. That is from the great resolve of the matter, to be able to forgive even though you have been wronged. وهذا شأن أهل البيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. All of the Imams of أهل البيت, from Zain al-Abidin all the way down to the rest of the Bayt, with Musa al-Qadim, with Sidna Ja'far al-Sadiq, all of them were people of sabr and of ghufran. They didn't seek retribution, they didn't seek to, they taught people. They infused what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith, that's sahih in al-Tirmidhi, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِنْ تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا لَنْ تَضِلُّوا بَعْدِ أَبَدًا كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةَ أَهْلِ أَوْ أَهْلِ عِتَّةَ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. So in one riwayat says the sunnah, so I've left for you two great things, if you stick to them, you will never go astray. The Kitab Allah, the Book of Allah, the Quran. In one riwayat says the Sunnah, the way of the Prophet ﷺ. Another one says Itr Ahli Bayti, which is the way of the Ahlul Bayt, or the legacy of Ahlul Bayt. And so they infused within the Imams, Imams like Sayyidina Malik ibn Anas, Abu Hanifa, Nu'man, who were students of Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq, right? They infused within them these beautiful meanings of sabr, of patience, of ghufran, of al-ma'rifah billah, in dealing with the many difficulties that they dealt with. So obviously that's one particular reading of these verses. I was happy to share it with you just to give you an idea. But we always say that the meanings are bi umul lafz, with the general meanings of the word. So they apply to anyone who exhibits these particular properties and traits. But they're beautiful properties and traits. We have ghufran, we have afu, right? We have clemency, and we have intisar when needed. انتصار يعني الله منصر المسلمين وأهل الإسلام على عدوهم في جميع بقاع الأرض إن شاء الله. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى لنا التوفيق وأن يلهمنا في هذه الأيام والليالي المباركة وأن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا ويقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وأن يبلغنا رمضان إلى عام المقبل وإلى عوام كثيرة إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.